Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Oh, Shawnee, what would we do without you?
I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of radio news. I get no respect.
Well, you can have all of our love, though. Zero respect, but all of our love. You know what's funny about this, though, is that I could so clearly hear, I mean, I'm joking about it, but I could clearly hear my dad saying exactly the same thing.
What, the Lollapalooza?
Well, no, about all these things about, look at how they're dressed. All these things that I'm teasing you about, my dad used to say all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time about, you know, crazy stuff and other stuff about growing up. So, shall we do a little segment of stuff that my dad used to say to me that I'm surprised that I say now? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. We become our parents.
We become our parents and the things.
Just wait, Sam.
I honestly, as much as I'm teasing you about it, when I was at Lollapalooza for the first...
The Lollapalooza.
The first day of it. I can't even tell you the number of times I thought to myself, do your parents know that you came dressed like that?
This was Mr. Pearson's point
this
morning.
Out into a public place.
That was Rick's, right, Sam? That was his point.
I thought I said that, but, you know, we can give Rick credit.
I think it was Sam, actually.
That's, okay.
We'll check the transcripts, Senator.
I said Mom and Dad don't drop her off at the train looking
like that.
That's
right. Yeah, you
right.
Did.
But, I mean, I did think of that. I mean, some of the young ladies that are out there are... they're really quite revealed. You know, there is very little left to the imagination.
I've seen it too
out there. So, you know, as your loving, caring Uncle Dean, I don't want anything to happen to these kids. You know, you dress like that, bad stuff's going to happen. You know, that's all I'm saying with that. But it did remind me when I was out there. That, you know, stuff that my dad used to say to me all the time. So let me open up the phone lines for stuff like that, stuff that you used to hear from your parents all the time.
Or other relatives, grandparents, aunts and uncles.
Sure, bring everybody in. Sure,
that's
why
right.
Not? Stuff that you were surprised that you find yourself saying now, even though you found it a little bit annoying when you were a young person yourself. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. The number one thing, well, my dad used to say this like five times a day, get a haircut.
Oh, yeah. I was called a yippie.
You were called a yippie?
A yippie.
Yippies were worse than hippies, weren't they?
I don't remember.
Weren't yippies like violent versions of hippies?
Yeah, right.
Hippies
right.
Were like peace and love.
You're going to grow the hair out like one of them yippies.
No son of mine's going to have hair like that under this roof. Did you ever get that?
Not quite.
Not while I'm paying the bills, buddy.
Well, that I did hear, yes. But
oh, not while I'm paying the bills, buddy, applied to almost everything. these are the kinds of things that maybe you find yourself, I don't know if it's specifically about the haircuts anymore. I think people are a lot less uptight about that. Than they used to be. Because, you know, when you see old footage of the Beatles now, do you remember, Shawnee? It was so radical, the haircuts that the Beatles had.
Everybody talked about that haircut.
It was crazy.
And they're wearing ties, but they were still ridiculed for the suits that they had on.
Their hair was not long at all.
No.
But everybody thought it was insane because... It wasn't like a crew cut, like, you know, the Kingston Trio or, you know.
It was the bangs, right? The bangs.
Yes, it was the bangs and
a tiny bit over the ears.
A little shag, a little bit.
Yeah, a tiny bit. But I don't think people are quite as freaked out about, you know, the hair thing as much anymore. We're going to get a little, Here is why the show has won 25 Peabody Awards through the years.
One for each year, right?
Because of its educational value. Joe, to explain the difference between a yippie and a hippie to us. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Hippies were like the peace movement and all of that, sex, drugs, and rock and roll in the 60s. Yippies came from youth in politics out of like the 68 convention and all of that. So that's where yippie came from. It was youth in politics.
Youth in politics.
Youth in politics.
I have never heard that in my life.
That makes perfect sense because what was the term in the 80s? Yuppies. Young urban professionals.
Yeah. Well, I knew
youth in politics.
I knew
yes.
Yuppies were a spinoff of yippies. And I thought that yippies were more radical. That hippies were peace and love and yippies were radical. But Joe, it was more like political involvement than just peace, love, and smoking dope all the time.
Right, yeah. And all of that, and it was like that whole political movement. So that's where yippies came in.
Oh, okay. All right. That's why this show maintains its incredible educational value. We appreciate it, Joe.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day. We're going to take a quick break and then get right to your phone calls. Stuff that your parents said that you're surprised that you say now. Stuff that your parents said to you that you are now saying, kind of bridging the gap, and really nothing illustrates that more than Lollapalooza when we see the kids out there having fun and being kids and dressing the way kids dress today and, you know, talking the way kids talk today and doing all those things. And, you know, a lot of times the reaction by us old folks is shock and we can't believe it and so forth. It's all the same things that we all went through with our own parents, I think. Karen, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you. I am great. And, oh, my gosh, I so identify with this. My parents used to always tell me that my music just sounded like noise and it was not music.
Right.
And oh my gosh, I'm saying that when I hear clips of Lala, I'm saying the same thing.
Right. Yeah. Now, what kind of music, what kind of decadent rock and roll, quote, noise were you listening to back in the day?
Back in that day, I was listening to, well, it was a lot of my brother's music, like The Sweet and Rush and Kiss. And then, things like that.
That is decadent. That's decadent.
And my parents were Simon and Garfunkel and, you know, Perry Como. And yeah, so it now I just sound like them.
So how do you react, though? I mean, the first time that I said something to one of my nephews, I actually started laughing out loud because I realized that I said something like my father would have said. And it made me laugh. I thought it was funny. Do you find there some irony in that at all?
Oh, I totally do. My boyfriend and I talk about it because, you know, I'm into like even older. I'm into Jimi Hendrix and Dylan and Cream and things like that. And it's so different than today. And when I say that, I'm just like, you know, then one of us just ends up usually saying, you know, get off my lawn. And then we just
the appropriate. Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Karen, have a great day today. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Here is Dylan. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Dean. How's it going?
Great.
Good. I love your guys' show on this. I always work on Sunday. You guys keep me entertained for my half a day worth of work.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. So my parents used to constantly tell me to shut the refrigerator door. I was letting all the cold air out when I was 10 years old. I never really thought about it.
Right.
Now that I'm 35 years old and I got a kid of my own, I'm always telling them the same thing.
Shut the refrigerator door. Yeah. Not made out of money.
Refrigerator door.
Not made out of money. Yeah.
Electricity doesn't grow on trees.
Right. Right. My father had a different version of money. Money doesn't grow on trees. He had a different version that involved the body function that I'm sure many of your parents also may have used back in the day. That's very funny. Thanks for the call, Dylan. Have a great day today. Thanks for listening.
Sure, thanks.
Here is Mary. Good morning. You're on WGN. Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi. Didn't know that was for me yet.
Yeah, all you.
My dad used to say, there'll be bigger disappointments in my life.
Oh, wow.
And I find myself saying that a lot. And relating to the clothes and everything in this era, a big one is you have to say no to the kids sometimes. So in regard to your discussion today, that one fits pretty well.
Right. Now, so are your kids of that age now, or are they already past that age?
Mine are well past that age,
well
yes.
Past that
My
age.
Music goes back much farther than what we're speaking about today.
Yeah, okay. So when your kids were, you know, dressing the way that kids dressed, whatever that era was, or listening to whatever that era's music was, were you accepting of it, or, you know, were you fighting them tooth and nail like most of our parents were?
Not tooth and nail, but my kids, it was in the era when I didn't quite accept the fact that blue jeans were acceptable for going to high school.
Oh, right.
So we've come a long way from there.
Yeah, now just having blue jeans, you know, blue jeans are perfectly acceptable. You know, just the trick is to get the kids to wear them around their waist, not around not around their buttocks areas.
That impacts the bottom of the trousers also because they get baggier then. And
that's right.
They can even look worse.
That's right. Nobody ever thinks about the bottom of the trousers and that pull your pants up argument. That's exactly right.
And it also impacts falling and other disasters that may happen.
Yeah.
You know.
I saw a guy yesterday walking around, and his pants were hanging down so low they were literally below his butt cheeks. Literally below his butt cheeks.
I just can't imagine it, but I see it also.
Yeah. When I see that, you know, I just go, I mean, it's stupid. I mean, they have underwear on that, you know, they have, as long as it's covered, I guess. But, you know, I just think we wore stupid stuff when we were that age too, didn't we? Did you wear something that you can't believe that you wore back in the day because it was, you know, part of the fashion of the day?
Well, not that so much, but some of the hairstyles that I had looking back.
Yeah.
Don't appreciate those too much.
Those pictures, right? Yeah, for me, it's just about any picture in the 70s. I look at it and go, what was I thinking?
Right. And what were my parents thinking to let me go out of the house that
My family, my friends, why didn't somebody say something? But I guess a banana-colored leisure suit was seemed perfectly acceptable at one time.
Right, and the Nehru suits were way before that, I think.
Crazy, crazy time.
I guess the fashion does change, and we just have to go with it.
Every generation goes through its crazy period. You just got to kind of let it phase out, I think. Mary, thanks for the call. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Have a great day today.
You too. Thank you.
Here
bye-bye.
Is John. So what did your dad say, John, all the time that you find yourself saying now?
So one of my dad's favorite sayings, or one of the sayings I remember him saying the most, was you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
All right.
And that was more attributed to my sisters and their choice of clothes at any particular time than it was towards the boys. And and then the other one was he would always say he's busier than a one-armed paper hanger. I always think about that. He was a decorator, so he always had that decorating flair, and he's like, I'm busier than a one-armed paper hanger. I've caught myself saying that to my kids at various times because they don't think I work as hard as I actually do.
Wow. So you know, it's funny how some of those things stick in your head. Busier than a one-armed paper hanger, a silk purse out of a sow's ear. Heard those a million times. There must have been a dad school that they all went to, right? To, you know, and
yeah, you know, I think it was all that generation, right?
Yeah.
All the parents that went through the Depression,
right?
And you know, were raising their kids, and they always believed that their job was to raise the kids better than they were raised themselves,
right?
Which is another saying that I heard my entire life, and now that we were the kids in that what I consider privileged generation, not privileged in the sense of money and what have you, but we never went for not, right? And
right.
And then ultimately what we do, what I see I've done for my kids, whether it be college or vacations or clothes or never saying no, you know, I think back and I'm like, well, it's my job to do better for my kids than I did for myself, or, you know, than my father did for myself.
Sure, sure. Everyone wants to provide better for their kid, provide for their kids better than they had, right?
Correct, correct. Yeah. So it's a, you know, it's a generational thing. I can't wait. My kids are all in their 20s and, you know, are thinking about moving out and getting married and things like that. So I can't wait till their parents, so I could watch them relate when their kids get, you know, to be teenagers and tweens and little kids. So
right.
it'll be an interesting experience.
I can't wait for the opportunity to someday say, turn off the lights. What do you got? Shares in Commonwealth Edison? Heard it a million times. Thanks.
Oh my God.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day, John.